I know that the speaker doesn't need any introduction. I know that each of you know him. And I know that you have recognized that he has a powerful faith. In the gospel of Christ. And so I know that as he stands before you to speak tonight, I know he's prepared himself and he has sought the Lord to direct him, that he would feed each of us as we have gathered together here tonight, that he would feed us with the manna of eternal life. And so I ask for him, your careful and your prayerful attention as our brother James Yates speak this evening.
You know, for a little while this morning, as my brother spoke, I thought that I could just get up here this evening and say ditto and sit down. We have heard many times where a brother will stand here and say, he stole all of my scriptures. He's telling the same thing that I was going to do. And that's what happened this morning, to a certain extent. And for those of you that was here this morning, you heard Hube say many times, the word light. And that's what I was going to talk about this evening, light. I thought sure that he was going to read some of my scriptures when he got into 1 Nephi and John, but somehow he missed them. I don't know how. But this morning, you heard a full-fledged sermon. Tonight you're going to hear a sermonette. But I feel that it will truly get my message across. I'd like to start in Genesis. First chapter, first three verses. Genesis 1, 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, to my understanding, this light that we're speaking of here is the light of the sun. S-U-N. Which all forms of life need to grow and to live. This sunlight is needed to sustain life, physical life. There are also artificial forms of light is what we also need when the sun goes down. We need some form of light in order to see to get around. In biblical times, they had oil for light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense that we are told of in the 25th chapter of Exodus, verse 6. This was at least 1,500 years B.C. And the pictures that you see of the lamps that they had really didn't give off much light. A little flame about like so. Called oil lamps. We hear of the speak of the, some of the scriptures in the Bible where you had to have oil for your lamp. In the early days, what we call pioneer days, maybe, of our country, they also had an oil lamp they called coal oil. That gave off more light than these little lights that they had then because of the globe that you have and the shape of it. Then later on, in the middle 1800s, I believe it is, they had gas lights, which gave off a little bit more light. But it can't compare with the lights today. When the sun goes down and it gets dark out there, you just flip a switch, and it's bright as day. A lot of Sundays, sad to say, they throw a big switch on Sunday afternoon or late in the evening with people all day going there to a game that has that. And even though it's dark out there on that field, it's light enough to see that wherever it is on the field. We have come a long way in light. In the Bible, we read about many shapes and forms of light. Remember how the Lord used light to get Moses' attention? We can read about it in Exodus 3:2. Exodus, 3rd chapter, 2nd verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. The Lord used this fire to tell Moses that he had something he wanted him to do. Exodus 3:10. Come now, therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And as we continue in the scriptures, we find again in Exodus 13th chapter, 13:21-22, that the Lord appeared in a pillar of cloud. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and led them the way, and at night in a pillar of fire, to give them light, to go by day and night. He took away not the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from the people, from before the people. On page 53, verse Nephi 5:77. Verse Nephi 5:77. And I will also be your light in the wilderness. We see that the Lord here guided Nephi the same as he did Moses. But he also told Nephi something else in the next verse, verse 78. And I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye keep my commandments. This verse applies to all of us today. If we want him to be our guide through life, we must keep his commandments to be worthy of him to be our guide. Must. We have guiding lights today that are called lighthouses to guide seafaring men safely past the rocks and the shoals to get them into port. Past the rocks and shoals that could lead to the destruction of their ship and perhaps the loss of their life if they didn't heed the warning. We have other lights that we like to look at on a clear night. Those bright and shiny little things up there that we call stars. If you're too close to town, you can't see them. You've got to be out away from town. They don't give off much light even on a clear night, but they're very pretty to look at. In the scripture, there is an account of a special extra bright star that gave off a bright light that was over a stable in Bethlehem. It was there for a very, very special reason. And we're all aware the significance of that star that God placed there to mark the birthplace of his only begotten Son. This baby had many, many names, but is best known as Jesus Christ. When he grew up, he made many statements about who he was and what he wasn't. One such statement we can read in John 12:8. I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now we have the needs of many forms of light, but this light is the light that we need. The most to guide us to what we read about in Matthew, 7th chapter, 13th and 14th verse. Enter ye in the straight and narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there go in. Many there that be go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Without that light that Jesus spoke about, we could never find that straight gate. All we could find would be the broad way to destruction. Because of his love for us, even though we make many mistakes, he will do what he said again. I'd like to go back to that same place in Nephi, 1 Nephi, page 53. Read that scripture again. Verse 77. And I will also be your light in the wilderness. This world is a wilderness that we need to make our way through. We cannot do it without that light. It's impossible. And I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye keep my commandments. Very necessary. It's up to us. It's our responsibility to do our part and keep his commandments. If we want that light in our life to guide us to that straight and narrow gate, if we follow the path that Christ set before us, there will be as much difference in our lives as there is between an old black and white photo and a new colored photo of the same thing. Or between, let's say, a 250-watt bulb and a little night light. That much difference. Let us make the right choice and let him be our light. The choice we make is for all eternity. We heard that this morning. So I pray that each and every one of us make the right choice. Now, in the beginning, I told you that this wasn't going to be a full-fledged sermon, just a sermonette. That's it. So I thank you for your time.